Hello, my name is Jillian Cowler. The book Charmed by Jen Kalanita is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a pickpocket thief that stole from royals, and that is what got me thrown into a fairy tale reform school, or as I like to call it, FTRS. My friends, Jax, who is actually Rapunzel's little brother in disguise, is my best friend. Kayla, who is a fairy that was working with Gothel, Rapunzel's captor. Maxine, who is an ogre that wants nothing more than to join the RLWs, or Royal Ladies in Waiting Club, run by Princess Rose. And last but not least, Jocelyn, who is the Evil Queen's little sister and is now one of my friends and not one of my enemies anymore. Some of the teachers are Professor Harlow, who was the Evil Queen but is now a guidance counselor at FTRS, Headmistress Flora, who was Queen Ella's evil stepmother but is now the owner and headmistress at FTRS, and last but not least, there is Professor Wolfington, who was the big bad wolf, and as the big bad wolf last year, he saved us from Alva, the one who cursed Sleeping Beauty. In a few months at FTRS, my friends and I stopped Gotti, who was really Alva in disguise, and saved our school and the royal court, which consists of Princess Rose, a.k.a. Sleeping Beauty, Princess Ella, a.k.a. Cinderella, and lastly, Princess Snow, a.k.a. Snow White, and Princess Rapunzel. But all that changed when Alva attacked FTRS to break the Evil Queen out of the dungeon and got away with the Evil Queen, but not before she left a scroll behind that was telling students to join her. Jax, Maxine, Kayla, and Jocelyn were all working to find the person that was giving Maxine hints about the bad things that were happening at FTRS while I was stuck being a royal lady in waiting because when I went to take a drink of water from the water fountain, I was talking to another lady in waiting when we got on the topic of Maxine, and I said some bad things about her when she was standing right behind me. When I found out, Maxine was really mad at me, but soon we were best friends again, and I was trying to find Anna, my little sister, because she ran away on visitation day. When I found her, I already knew that my headmistress Flora and Professor Harlow were going to give me to Alva. Soon after visitation day, we had a banquet at Royal Manor where the princesses live, and I found Princess Rose in the throne room where she grabbed my ginger root and threw it on me, and it paralyzed me so I couldn't move anything, nor could I talk. But soon thereafter, it began to wear off, and we stopped Alva and Princess Rose, and that is when they told us that Headmistress Flora and Professor Harlow were undercover. Now I am living at home with my mother, father, Anna, Hamish, Han, and Trixie, but life is so different here because since my friends and I saved the princesses twice, they gave my dad the rights back to making the glass slippers since the fairy godmother stole the idea from him, and that made us wealthier than we were now. So our boot is actually warm and we have newer furniture. Since the banquet that turned out to be an attack on the princesses executed by Alva after she turned into a wyvern, a type of dragon that is almost impossible to kill unless you hit under their legs or in their mouth or under their tail. I was killed. It was impossible to kill by me after I threw a dagger and it went into the mouth of the dragon, which is a sensitive spot on the dragon. When it flew into the dragon's mouth, it turned the dragon back into Alva, and that I believe killed her. One day, a letter appeared from Jax, who is at Royal Academy, that said he wanted to get thrown back into FTRS to help Kayla with Rumpelstiltskin because he wanted to become a teacher at FTRS. If you would like to read Jen Kalanita's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Number one, foyer. Foyer means an entrance hall or other open area in a building used by the public. All the people gathered in the foyer for the arrival of the queen. Number two, seaport. A seaport is a town or city with a harbor for outgoing ships. Blackbeard's ship was at the seaport. Number three, incognita. Incognito means having one's true identity concealed. Jeanette went incognito from the government. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of Charmed. Nicely done, Miss Jillian, says Princess Rose, emerging from the shadows and smiling warmly. You've saved the day again, capturing the evil queen and her sister. Such a hero you are. How will we honor you this time? Princess Rose, I say breathlessly, forget your honors. We don't have much time. The traitor in the castle is a princess. I think Rapunzel is working with Alva. Hurrah for Rose, and I worry that Jax is right. I shouldn't knock a princess to a fellow princess, but Rose is kind. She could help us. We have to stop her before she lets Alva in the castle. Rose purses her lips. I think it's too late for that. She gently pries the ginger root bag from my hands. But I don't understand what she's doing. Rose opens the bag and pulls out the roots. She's already here, she whispers in my ear. I feel my throat begin to constrict. She is? Where? I whirl around to reach the door. We have to warn the others. Something zaps me in the back and my legs feel like they're on fire. I fall to the ground and see Rose standing over me with the ginger root stems in her hand. She leans down and begins to tie them around my wrists. The stems are stronger than just the roots and leave me soundless. Jillian, it pains me to do this to you, Rose says calmly as she ties the roots around me. But I may not have magic, but I can be frozen. I feel the tingling spread from my fingertips to my toes. I try to move and can't. I want to scream, warn Jackson and the others. We were wrong. It's not Rapunzel, it's Rose, but I'm too late. Rose shushes me like a baby and tries to calm me. I like you, I really do. Her blue eyes narrow as she strokes my forehead, but I like having power more. Her face becomes close to mine and I can smell her rose-scented perfume. She smiles sinisterly. Now let's hand you over to Alva so I can take control of the kingdom.